Proletariat with Ariel Druck, who is a brewer from Israel. Hello, Ariel.
Hi, how's it going?
Shalom.
Shalom, yeah.
Before we start talking about your work as a brewer and your brewery, can you tell us a little bit about craft beer in Israel?
Sure. The craft beer industry in Israel is right now growing in a really interesting capacity. You could say that the first microbrewery is actually Taibe, which is a brewery in the West Bank, which is, I forget the guy's name, but he's in the village of Taibe, which is outside of Ramallah. So it's actually interesting to say if it's Israel or Palestine, but he's been around for over 15 years, and actually one of the most famous rappers in Israel. He used to be an agent for Taibe in Jerusalem, like selling their beer. But that's the beginning of craft beer. But then, I guess over the last 5 years, we've seen a really nice development of just people influenced by both American and European craft breweries, adopting that and trying to develop those kind of practices in Israel. And definitely in my brewery, we're definitely influenced by the American side of things, using a lot of hops, trying to do big IPAs. Again, in Israel, it's interesting because everything is imported. So we don't have anything local. Yeast and hops and malt is all imported. So we do get into difficulties of what do we have today and how can we produce what we want to produce. But at the end of the day, there is a growing industry in Israel.
What's the popularity of beer in general in Israel? And are there any major breweries there?
Yes, I guess you could compare it to America, where almost 95% of beer is controlled by the two major breweries. It's one that's called Tempo, and one that's it's owned by Coca-Cola Israel. And Tempo produce Gold Star and Maccabi, which are the most well-known Israeli lager and pilsner. And then Coca-Cola, they got licenses from Tuborg and Heineken, but definitely Tuborg to produce their beer in Israel. They control most of the market. And then we see a nice growth in terms of our industry. It's slow and steady, for sure.
What is the reaction to more flavored beers?
Yeah, it's really interesting. I feel like a lot of it is about education. It seems that people don't even know. I don't know how it is in the States, but it seems that people don't even know that there is that kind of variety of taste when it comes to beer. Because some people have come up to me and say, oh, so do you make black beer or white beer? And that's all they know. It's been very interesting to kind of educate people about the different tastes. You know, this is a smoked beer, this is a more hoppy beer. A hoppy beer could be piney, or it could be a kind of tropical fruit. And we see an interest that's growing. Like I said, like it's growing slowly but steadily, for sure.
And what's the name of your brewery and where is it located?
The name of the brewery, I'll say it in Hebrew, is Mivshelet Ha'am, which means the people's brewery. It's located about half an hour north of Tel Aviv.
And tell us a little bit about the brewery. What's the brewing capacity? How many different beers you make?
To compare an American standard, 2-barrel system, so pretty small, 200 liters and 200 liters per batch. But we just this past month grew and got more fermenters from Speedo, from Germany. Yeah, so we're just growing and we're brewing more beers. I actually just got my schedule because it's Passover and we're a kosher brewery, so the brewery needs to be closed on Passover. So we have a crazy schedule coming up to Passover. But we're brewing a lot. It's definitely like a growing thing.
But the yeast is still going to be working over Passover.
Yeah. It's interesting. I guess it's like sort of a loophole, but we're basically not allowed to open the brewery during Passover. But I guess it's a unspoken kind of truth. Okay, the yeast is working, but we're not. So.
and And do you have like several flagship beers and you produce around and then some seasonal
fresh craft? Sure. So we're a contract brewery, but we have, I guess, our own label, which is called the Pedubim, which means the bears in Hebrew. And we do five flagship beers, which are a smoked red ale, a Belgian, like, brown strong ale, English bitter, a porter, and an IPA. And those are the five flagship beers. But then we really do try to do every once a month kind of something crazy or something interesting. So we've done a chili beer, and we've done a double IPA, which we call Grizzly. We did a wheat IPA called Kodiak. So we try to be creative and kind of push to the envelope as much as we can.
You guys keg and bottle?
Yes, yeah. We use key kegs, actually, for kegging. And bottling is all hand, you know, handmade bottles, yeah. which is a feat, but we do it.
And is your beer available throughout Israel?
Yeah, so it's definitely available all around Israel. Israel is a pretty small country. The owners of the brewery opened a retail store called Beer Market, which is located both in Jaffa and in Tel Aviv, which is the same city, but just a little separated. They sell all Israeli craft beer there. So it's about 90 bottles from about 20-plus breweries.
Is there much of a craft beer scene in Israel? Are there beer bars in the major cities?
So no, I would say, well, major cities, you know, Israel, again, Israel is pretty small. There are a few beer bars in Jerusalem. There are definitely a few beer bars in Tel Aviv. And then once you kind of leave, those are like the major cities. It's kind of iffy. But there is a guy named Jeremy, and he's an American, and he opened a brewery called Gems in Petah Tikva, which is a city outside Tel Aviv. And it's a brew pub, and they've gained a lot of popularity. They just opened another branch for their brew pub. So we definitely, like I said, we see it growing all the time. It's very interesting. There's a brewery called Yushelet HaGalil, which means the Galilee brewery, and they're located in a little village all the way up north, and they produce their own beer. They actually make a pumpkin ale, which is very nice, and a saison, and they're just located all the way up there, and they're doing very well, actually, because a lot of tourists come over there. So it's really interesting to see how this whole industry is developing.
And how did you start brewing?
So I guess my story is kind of interesting. I got into beer while I was living in New York after my army service, basically by going to Ginger Man and Rattle and Hum here in the city. And then when I went back to Israel, I just looked for people that were also interested in drinking good beer. And then I found some of those people, and then I saw, like, where could I fit in terms of work. So I started doing beer tastings and instructions, and then I kept kind of nagging whoever I was working with, I want to get my foot in the door, I want to work in the industry. And they told me, oh, you're going to just be working, you know, shoveling spent malt and doing, like, kind of really crappy jobs. But I said, I don't care, I just want to get my foot in the door. And basically I did that with Negev, which is the brewery down south. It's in a town called Kiryat Gat, where Intel has a big headquarters there. And I worked there for 3 months. And then after that, last March, I started working at the People's Brewery, and I've been brewing there full time for the past year. So it's just confidence that my boss had in me, and
Did you learn brewing through homebrewing, or how did you?
Yeah, I learned a little bit with homebrewing. I took some classes with a guy named Denny Nielsen, who's a guy. He's from Berkeley, California originally, and he also does kind of homebrewing instruction in his home in outside Jerusalem. I learned hands-on. You know, I just went for it. The people I was working with trusted me. I showed them that I was worth their trust. So that was the story.
Are any of your beers available outside Israel? Do you export?
Unfortunately, not yet. But you never know. Like I said, the industry is growing, and we'll be very happy to export. And I think at the end of the day, I really think we have a great product. So if you have a good product, I think it could sell anywhere. So we'll see.
You came over for Beer Week a couple weeks ago, and you've been traveling around a bit. So on this couple-week excursion to the States, did anything inspire you when you go back home? Is there some new things that you want to try?
Definitely. I see the Saison trend all over since I got here.
You're drinking one now.
I am drinking one now. The Dole.
The Dole.
I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Yeah, it's a really interesting trend. I think, and I was up at Hill Farmstead and spoke to Sean Hill about it. And he said how a lot of breweries are kind of making it a cheap saison, like just making it because it's trendy. And my idea in terms of beer is always to be true to the style. So a saison is definitely something I'm going to try and do when I get back. I was definitely inspired by that while I was here. Then there's the amazing American IPAs. We can't always get the hops that you have here. But that's always inspiring when you have like a really incredible IPA that's well balanced. That's inspiring to me for sure.
Ariel, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us on your last night in New York.
Oh.
And Mazel Tov.
Mazel Tov. Cheers. L'chaim. We say L'chaim.
L'chaim.